the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. Welcome to Storytime with the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. I'm Miss Lisa, the librarian at the Columbia Public Library, and I am your reader for today. Today's story is Rapunzel, written by the Brothers Grimm in 1812. There was once a man and woman who had long wanted a child of their own. Now, this couple had a small window at the back of their house from which a beautiful garden could be seen. It was full of the most lovely flowers and herbs. However, it was surrounded by a high wall, and no one dared go into it because it belonged to a wicked enchantress. That wicked enchantress had great power and was dreaded by all the world. One day, the woman was standing by this window and looking down into the garden. She saw a bed which was planted with the most beautiful-looking lettuce. It looked so fresh and green that she longed for it. In fact, she almost pined away and began to look pale and miserable. Her husband said, "And what ails you, dear wife?" "Oh," she said, "if I cannot eat some of that lettuce which is in the garden behind our house, I think I will die." Now her husband loved her very much and thought, "Well, rather than let her die, bring her some lettuce yourself, let it cost what it will." So that night at twilight, he clambered down over the wall into the garden of the enchantress. He grabbed the handful of the lettuce and took it to his wife. At once she made herself a salad and ate it up greedily. It tasted good to her, so very good, that the next day she wanted that lettuce three times as much as before. If he was to have any rest at all, her husband must once more climb down into the garden. So at twilight he let himself down again. But after he reached the bottom of the wall, he was terribly afraid because there was the wicked enchantress standing right before him. "How dare you," she said, "descend into my garden and steal my lettuce like a thief. You shall suffer for this." "Oh," he said, "mercy, please mercy. I only did this out of necessity. My wife saw the lettuce from the window and felt such a longing for it that she would have died if she had not gotten some to eat." Then the enchantress allowed her anger to soften, and she said, "If that be the case, I will allow you to take away with you as much lettuce as you want. But I have one condition. Your wife will soon have a child, and you must give that child to me. It shall be well treated, and I will care for it like its own mother." In his terror, the man agreed to all of this. And when the woman delivered her baby, sure enough, the enchantress appeared, gave the little girl the name of Rapunzel, and took it away with her. Rapunzel grew into the most beautiful child imaginable. When she turned 12 years old, the enchantress shut her into a tower which lay in the middle of a forest. It had neither stairs nor door, but up at the very top was a tiny window. Whenever the enchantress wanted to go into the tower, she would stand under the window and sing, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me." Rapunzel had magnificent long hair, fine as spun gold, and when she heard the voice of the enchantress, she unfastened her braids, wound them round one of the hooks by the window, and then her hair fell 20 feet down, and the enchantress climbed up. After a year or two, it came to pass that the king's son was riding through the forest, and he passed by the tower. He heard a song which was so charming that he simply had to stop and listen. This is how Rapunzel spent her time. She would spend her lonely hours singing throughout the forest. The king's son wanted to climb up to her, and he looked for a door in the tower, but none was to be found. So he rode home, but that singing had so deeply touched his heart that every day he would go out into the forest and listen. Once he was standing behind a tree and saw the wicked enchantress coming. He heard how she sang, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me. And then Rapunzel would let down the braids of her hair, and the enchantress would climb up. So that is the ladder by which one mounts. I, too, will try my fortune, said the prince. And the next day, when it began to get dark, he went out to the tower and he sang, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me. Immediately the hair fell down and the king's son climbed up. Now at first Rapunzel was terribly frightened when a man, such as her eyes had never yet seen, came to her. But when the king's son began to talk to her like a friend and told her how much he loved her singing, that he simply had to see her, Rapunzel lost her fears. And when he asked her if she would take him as a husband, she saw he was young and kind and smart and handsome. She thought, he will love me far more than that wicked old enchantress does. And she said, yes. She said, I will willingly go away with you, but I don't know how to get down from the tower. Bring with you a skein of silk every time you come, and I will weave a ladder with it. And when that is ready, I will descend, and you can take me away on your horse. They agreed that until the time he should come to her every evening, because the wicked enchantress only came in the day. Now the enchantress knew nothing of this until Rapunzel made her mistake. She said, Enchantress, how come you are so much heavier for me to pull up than the king's son? He is with me right away. You wicked child, cried the enchantress. What did I hear you say? I thought I had separated you from this world, and yet you have deceived me. In her anger, she grabbed Rapunzel's beautiful tresses, wrapped them twice around her hand, seized a pair of scissors with the right, and snip, snap, they were cut off. And Rapunzel's beautiful blonde hair lay on the ground. And she was so merciless that she took poor Rapunzel out into a desert, where she lived in great grief and misery. On the same day when she threw out Rapunzel, the enchantress fastened the braids of hair to the hook in the window. And that evening the king's son came and cried, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me. She let down her hair. The king's son climbed up, and instead of finding his dearest Rapunzel, instead he found the enchantress. Aha! You came to fetch your dearest, but the beautiful bird no longer sings in the nest. The cat has gotten it, and he will scratch your eyes out as well. Rapunzel is lost to you, and you will never see her again. The king's son was beside himself, and in his despair, he leapt down from the tower. He escaped with his life, but he fell into some thorns which pierced his eyes. He wandered quite blind about the forest, eating nothing but roots and berries, and weeping and lamenting over the loss of his dear Rapunzel. He roamed about in misery for some years and one day came to the desert where Rapunzel lived in wretchedness. He heard a voice, and it seemed so familiar to him that he went towards it, and when he approached, Rapunzel knew him right away. She fell on his neck and began to cry. Two of her tears wetted his eyes, and they became clear again. He could see even better than he had before. He led Rapunzel to his kingdom, where they lived for a very long time afterwards, happy and contented. Rapunzel by the Brothers Grimm, written in 1812. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Come and visit us at the Columbia Public Library, where you can read more books, such as Rapunzel Finds a Friend, by Amy Coster, A Cake to Bake, by Apple Jordan, and Pupunzel, by Mary Beth Boltz. Visit our website at www.columbiapubliclibrary.org or in person at 24 South 6th Street, Columbia, Pennsylvania. We hope to see you soon at the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await.